I share two ideas. One, just a thought about Parshas Shkolim, a machshava, and then maybe about Chodesh Adar and Simcha. Be'echad v'adar mashmi'in al Shkolim. That's the Mishnah. We know the beginning of Shkolim, and we have the Priyas HaTorah of Parshas Shkolim in connection to that Mishnah. They used to have to bring the Shkolim for the Karbanos Tzibur, and that the cutoff for that was Chodesh Nisan. Then it would have the new Shkolim for the new year, and the month before is when they would announce that Shkolim should be brought. Al Derech HaDrush, I saw something very nice. The Tona Rebbe of Twersky's father, they put together his short Divrei Torah Shel Shudis in a Sefer in English a couple years ago, not too long ago. So he had very nice touch in the words of the Mishnah. Everyone knows the Vort in general, but he puts it into the words of the Mishnah. Mashmi'in al Shkolim. Everyone likes to bring out the idea that Shkolim represents the notion of Achdus. Machzus HaShekel means that I'm half and you're half, and we come together. And the Gemara says in the Gila that this Mishnah shows the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bishkokish taught us that Goliv Yadua, that Haman would offer Aser Salafim Kikar Kesef to destroy Kal Yisrael. Hashem was Magdim Shkolim to that, to preempt Haman. What's the idea? Haman's accusation against Kal Yisrael was that we are Amifuza Meforad. We are scattered, we're factionalized, we have no Achdus. So Hashem showed with the Shkolim that Kal Yisrael are one entity. Kal Yisrael Revim Zelazeh, we're connected. And that's the idea of Lechnosis Kol HaYehudim with Esther. And that's what the Shkolim represent to preempt Haman. So the Talmud Rabbi said, Mashmi'in al Shkolim. He quoted a pasuk in Shmuel. It says in the pasuk, Vayishama Sha'ul Es Ha'am. Shmuel Aleph Tezvav Dalid. Vayishama Sha'ul Es Ha'am. And the redactor explains, he gathered the people together. When you're Mashmi'a, it means you announce and everybody gathers around. And you find the Lashon Vayishama synonymous with Vayesof, that he gathered them. So therefore, as he says here, the Mishnah would thus read, on the first of Adar, Beis Din unites the people through the mitzvah of Machzus HaShekel. So that much the extra twist I never had heard before about you. Mashmi'in al Shkolim is the idea of the Achdus itself, which is the message of the Shkolim. That's just one interesting machshava. The other Inyan I want to mention about is Adar itself. I had a chance a few years ago to say something along these lines by a Shal Shudis, but I think it was before your time. So, and it's not on by Torah. It was a Shal Shudis. There's a lot of dimensions to Simcha, a lot of ideas that are connected to Simcha. We don't always associate this one, but it is definitely connected. The source for this Chazal, it's not really a Chazal, but it's a Pisgam that's quoted even by Rishonim, and maybe you've heard it. Ein simcha kataras hasvekos. There is no greater simcha than clarity when you're in doubt and confused, and then suddenly you get it. So exactly where it comes from, it's not clear. I tried to find makoros for it. So one of the makoros is in Sudas David, in Mishlei Tezvav Lamed, Ma'or Einayim Misamach Lev. And his language is Kimaymar HaChacham. I don't know which Chacham. Mishelo Tom Simcha Sataras Hasvekos, Lo Tom Simcha Mi'olam. That's how he puts it. You never experienced the idea of Hataras Hasvekos, of being relieved of doubt and anxiety. You never really experienced Simcha. That's how he puts it. There's a Torah Sa'ola of the Ramah that maybe mentions it, Shuta Ramah. The Lashon is not written exactly in Chazal, but apparently there is enough that's brought in Rishonim. So I thought maybe in the parasha itself, in Mishpatim, we have something of an indication of what this means. In Rashi, there's a Mara Nevuah at the time of Matan Torah that the Torah describes Aaron, Nadav, Avihu, and his Canaan witnessed the Sachas Raglav Vayiru is okay Israel, the Sachas Raglav Kemas Elivnes Hasapir, Uche'etzem Hashemayim Latohar. There are two things described in the Mara Nevuah. One is the image of a sapphire brick. The other is the image of the clarity of the sky. What are the two things? Rashi brings from Chazal that the first part is a remez to the Golos and the suffering in Mitzrayim, Golos Mitzrayim. And Hashem Kiviyachol had this constant reminder of the Levanim that they were building and they were working with in Mitzrayim, for Hashem Kiviyachol to commiserate, to empathize, and to remember Tzaras and Shei Yisrael. That's from this idea in terms of the koach of Imanochi Betzara. So the idea of Hashem having the Livnas HaSapir is all throughout this ordeal, I was with you. But then the next part of the Nevuah was Ke'etzem HaShemayim LaTohar, Lashon Rashi, based on the Midrashim, Misha Nigalu, this is now after the Geula, Hoya Or V'Chedva Lefanav. Ke'etzem HaShemayim LaTohar, Tohar means Boror V'Tzalu, that it was totally clear. And that's the symbol of the Geula, and with the Geula, Rashi says, Hoya Or V'Chedva Lefanav, Chedva is Simcha. So what you see is that the idea of clarity, Ke'etzem HaShemayim, is connected to the idea of Simcha, of Chedva. It's interesting, Matan Torah, the Torah describes the image of Matan Torah was Hashem spoke, Mitocha Eish Ha'anam V'Ha'arafel. There was Anan, there was Arafel, it was darkness. But then from all that came out the clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicating That's the Etzem HaShemayim LaTohar. That's the sense of total clarity, beyond any doubts. And the pasuk in Reschanon tells us, "Ata Reish Ladas," describing Matan Torah, "Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Od Milvado." In other words, at that point, all doubts were dispelled. Everyone knew with a certain clarity, that's it. Ein Od Milvado. There was no doubt. There was no question. Viscerally. And every level they understood and they recognized that's the reality. Ein od milvado. Now Chazal tell us in Shabbos, Peches, that Matan Torah had in it an element of coercion. Kafalim harkigigis. And yet, Chada kibua bimea chashveros, with the miracle of Purim and accepting the Mordechai to Esther, legislated for Kriyas and Megillah and all that brought with it a new Kabbalah Satorah. What's the Peshat exactly? Literally, Hashem took the mountain and put it above them. So, a number of the Farshim of Shemeshkat supposedly said this, and others from Taos Val Yimei Ablach, the Meshech Chochma says it too, that the Inyan of Hakigigis is really a metaphor. The metaphor is that because the clarity was such that how could anyone have any doubt? You see Kolos Abrakim, and you hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice. I mean, like, there was no question. How could anyone have any doubt? Of course, Nasa V'Nishma. So, Ki'ilu Modar Rabba L'Raisa. It's as if you could claim, listen, we didn't have a choice. It was so obvious. So then it says, Hada Kibub Me'achash Berosh, because the time of Purim was Hester Panim. That was a time when you wouldn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Golos. And yet, when they were able to recognize through the veil of how everything came together, like a jigsaw puzzle, and Mamish Vashti was killed, and Esther came in, and Mordechai overheard Mitzvah and Beseresh, and all of the, everything came together, the timing of everything, and Charvona, when he came in, going from beginning to end, the whole story of the Megillah is all Yad Hashem, but not in a way that you would say, but yet, yes, it was the same thing. It was the same, but they came to it on their own. So this is the same experience of Simcha, but the Simcha is now, we are on our own being able to break through and have that same clarity, but not, it's not being imposed on us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but our work is to be able to get to the point that it becomes real from our own avoda. I think of Moshe Shapiro used to talk about the word emes and word emuna. And he spoke about emes being the absolute emes that a person just gets exposed to, and and then it's there. It's like Matan Torah, it's all in front of you. But emuna is when things change, and now you go back to regular life. You're not holding Ni'ilah Yom Kippur. You're holding, middle of a coronavirus, and you're still trying to figure out when am I going to take the vaccine, and who's getting, you know, who's, how's going to we stay safe, and when am I going to get tested? And it's a lot in the world that's very hard to figure out. And from that, we also recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we take the clarity of those moments that we had when Eretz Yisrael, when we were by, you know, in Komos HaKadoshim, and we take that emes and we translate it into the times where things are not as clear, into the Purimdik moments. And we see the Yad Hashem then, that's emunah, and that's simcha. Because we also got a clarity, and that's the simcha vada, in simcha katarsis veikos. But sometimes katarsis veikos is a sedusa de la eila. There it is, we see it, because Baruch Hu is right in front of us. And other times, it takes more of their internal work to be able to access those moments that we had the clarity and be able to infuse even those moments of the unknown, the arafel, the times that things seem like, you know, stale and it's not really inspiring, and we create the inspiration. And that's hopefully the koach that we can tap into Adar, the koach of simcha, this dimension of simcha, the simcha vataras asfekos. The more that we can feel energized and acknowledging. And sometimes with our own avoda, it's even more geshmak because we know that we worked at it. So like Hashem should give us that. So you have the Shemaya, it's the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Shkolim, so you have the koach of Achdus, and the koach of Simcha, of the Simcha of clarity, of in Simcha Katos Osteikos. Good Shabbos.